Good evening, and thank you for coming by. We just want to express our greetings to every one of you, and God bless you so very much. Father, we thank you for the wonderful message that you're going to pour through Brother Freedom. And we thank you for your blessing on each one of us. Thank you that you brought us here safely. Thank you that you're taking care of your loved ones all around the world. Bless these listeners in a wonderful way and anoint Brother Freedom. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for your goodness, for many blessings. Father, we just thank you for all the prayers that you're answering, all the great things that you're doing. Father, we thank you for what you're doing with our brother Frank. And Father, for all these dear people that's calling up to my brother Clint. And we're seeing them healed. We're seeing problems being dissolved by your mighty spirit. And Father, I know it's not me because I'm not nothing. But I know you're just merciful to us, and I just give you praise. I give you glory and honor. I come to you in thanksgiving, thanking you because you're so special. I don't even know why you'd put up with me. You're so wonderful, Father. Lord, you're so high. Many times I'm not very high. And Father, I praise you this day. I praise you for your goodness. I thank you for your abundant power. And Father, I just go back to those years, many years. I don't know why you even called me. I mean, I'm just a little old nobody, and I'm still a little old nobody. But you're somebody. All the key in this world, all the gold, nothing can compare with what you have. There's no treasure upon earth compare about your goodness. And the many blessings that I've seen you do, I've seen you do great and mighty miracles, and I just give you praise, I give you glory and honor. I remember all the things that you've done in the hospitals. Lord, how you went down and touched people, brought healing to their bodies in a supernatural way. And I just give you praise. I give you glory and honor. And Father, I just pray this day that you'll be able to help me to give out this, I believe that you want me to speak tonight. And I think you've given me enough what I can share upon with your word. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I had it's been about a week. I've been watching the Weather Channel, and this real accident was coming from Florida into Dallas, Texas, stretched 10-11, handled about 300 or 400 people, wide body. When he was making the approach to the Dallas airport, he was coming down, and there came a series, I don't know how to call it, but it's a thermal problem that comes up. They found it later. But actually, the wind changes real rapidly. It's just in a narrow little pathway. And so he flew right into it. Well, some of the last words, there was a couple of men that lived, and they felt that plane dropping. I'm going to tell you why they lived and the others didn't live. But that dropping, actually that plane hit the highway completely off of the runway. And I've been there, and I know there was two great big water tanks. And the left wing came down and killed a man in a car. And then when that wing came down, something happened, and it went right to those water tanks. When it hit these water tanks, these two men that was still alive, later to tell about it, they said if they had just been talking one to another, and his one man had his wife there, and they says, you know, it's awful black, quiet. Geez, what this pilot's going to have trouble. And this other man remarked, oh, he says, they go through all these things all the time. And he said that, 1 second later, it was gone. That's how fast eternity is. I mean, they didn't have no idea. What they said they seen was breathtaking. They seen that the whole cabins with a gushing of hot gases, fuel from the air engine, from the fuel had got in there and ignited. And it was just like a blowtorch, killed everybody till it got to them. But what happened to them? They hit this water, big, huge water containers. The plane exploded, the front part, but wasn't a piece left. But the tail section these people was in, and they were saved. The Lord's given me a real revelation. It's like us in this last days. But also this morning, I felt like watching this program. It showed about the people in Africa, these little babies, the starvation that's gripping them so powerfully. It's just a tragedy what's happening. And Joyce Myers, one, she's trying to help them. But God's really spoke to my heart in a very special way. That sort of brings you up to date, because now from now on, I think the Lord will help us. But those people who was in the front part of the plane were what you call the first class. The more of the up type people, the more than not all the smokers was back there in the tail of the plane. And God just spoke to me so clearly. He says, this is a picture of my church. Lord, you put this in my heart. It says in the Word of God that it says, you'll compel them to go on the highways, to tell the lost to come in, and they'll be saved. And they were saved. You know, they had all their stuff together. They had no idea that this accident was going to come to place. But it came so fast. Micah, could you read Luke 21, starting on the 30th verse?
Luke 21:30. When they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting
right
and drunkenness and cares of this life.
Read that the second time after you read it through.
And so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on them that dwell, all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Verse 34 again, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that day come upon you unawares.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You know, that's really a picture to what I see is happening in the world. Because there's ministries that are really doing everything they can do. They're so involved in their ministry that that's their problem. You can just see that's for all their attention, their monies, what they're saying, what they're doing, what they're feeling. The Bible says that knowing the time, now is high time to wake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off all the works of darkness, and let us put on the whole armor of life. I'm going to go back, reintegrate a little bit about this. You know, it's hard to, if any of you had to do it, but it's hard to wake up people when they're asleep. I was used to pull company CQ, and then I pulled battalion CQ, and whoever's on charge of quarters, like they generally use a first three graders, sergeants. I was first three graders, so I got that detail ever so often. And you have to wake up the whole battalion. If you're in battalion, you open up, you make sure they're and every company is awake, ready for reveille. It's very important to be ready for reveille. That started a new day. And you're a soldier, you put your uniform on and you're getting ready for that day. But some men are real hard to wake up. Some of them we had to roll them out of bed. That might seem cruel, but they had to be there, or they was AWOL, and they was going to be up for court-martial. The army in those days didn't mess with you. If you was in battle, you got shot. If you was home in peace, well, they might give you a dishonorable discharge, a lot of things they could do, but you're not to be miss a formation, because you're supposed to be available any time the cry is given. Because they need you. This ring a bell? God needs us. We need to be there available at that day, not a week later, not an hour later, then. He wants us to be ready. We don't have to go pick up our bags or reassemble. We're ready. We're going. The enemy's not going to come. We're going to be there. We're going to take our position as guards. Our sentry is going to be alerted, and we're going to be watching. Nothing's going to come before us, and we're going to have the enemy in our sights. Something's going to happen. But if you're sleeping and you're not to your post, They had a film one day years ago that was said this in the Army. It's for the life of one man he lost a squad. The loss is for the squad, they lost a platoon. The platoon, they lost a company. The company, it lost a battalion. It goes on, the battalion lost a regiment. That regiment lost the division. And that division lost an army. So it's really important that everybody take your position. And those positions have to be maintained to on alert. You're not sleepy. You're wide awake. You're waiting. You've got a good night's sleep. You're ready for what's coming to face you. And that's the way life is. The most important thing that should be all of our lives here in America, what we have and what we're going through, I mean, I can see it every day. The weather tells me that Jesus is coming. There's never been the weather like it is right now. They've had snow and froze, and now they got rain on top of that. And snow on top of that, and this is going to bring great flooding. And they say the most treacherous of all of the storms is floods. It's more terrifying than even tornadoes, hurricanes, all these things, because it takes life. It cleans off the planet. It destroys. It takes away bridges. It takes away roads. It takes everything. So God is really telling us to be wide awake, that we realize what's happening, that this day is not going to come upon us unaware. Michael, can you read that word again about where it says, I wonder, will that day come upon you unaware?
And take heed to yourselves.
Take heed.
Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares.
Okay, that's where we're at. The Lord starts in this drunkenness, and that is because we're not sober. When you're drunken, you're not sober. And we're to be very alert. And you ever been around, I never drank, but I know people that do. And when they're drunk, they don't care about nothing. They don't care about nothing. They don't care. They get shot, whatever happens there, there's. But you don't want to fight with people like that. Them being your helper. You need to be a little fearful if you got a buddy like that. You need somebody that's going to be wide awake. He's going to offend you. He's not going to run backwards when he should be staying still and having done all to stand. And that's what we're to do in this world today. And if where you are, if you say, should I quit this, do this, you stand right where you are until God can change you. He can always reorder you, but you keep on with the same orders. That's the way every military works. As long as those orders stand true, you live up to the orders. You don't have to, if you're a listen man, you're a captain, you're a colonel, you're whatever, you live up to what the orders are. Now they change orders, and that means a change of maybe territories, change of the guard can be a lot of different things. There's even times when people actually go backwards. Like in Dunkirk, they had a great English channel there. They had about 20-some miles there. And Britain had close to 300,000 troops at Dunkirk. This is 1941. At that time, those Germans pinned them down. And there was way more than that French. But this maneuver come place with these little boats. And they took the big ships of England, try to get to their men there. But the ships were too far out that they could not get to them. The Prime Minister, Churchill, they got the little boats in action. And there was a Lord Acton that was using them in the castle there. And he was giving the commands. But these little boats was people, ordinary people. They went to the banks of where their troops were and literally took those troops to where the big ships were. And they had so many men on those little ships, they could not have, but those little boats move men. And that's what we are. We don't realize God puts us someplace where we might be just a little group, but we're doing the will of God. Because you can't get the big stuff in there. Sometimes you've got to have us, you got to have those of low degree. You know, sometimes when we get so bound up in ministries, so bound up in things of this world, that they're good things, but we cannot hear that cry that God says, I'm coming soon. Don't you see my plans all right out in front of you? Be ready for a time when you think not I'm coming. Be ready, my people. Be ready. Seek me and you shall surely find me. Call upon me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. But the other, they're lost. They're blinded. I was talking to a lady this day and we was talking about how in America so many people are literally blinded. The first chapter of Romans, their eyes are blinded because of unthankfulness. You know, if we don't have faith, Bible says, what's the matter of faith is sin. That's what the Bible says. So, you know, God wants us to, our number one, as a soldier of the Lord, we should be deep in faith. That's the wonderful, the one number one priority. That when God trains us in our boot camp, that He wants us primarily to get all those bad habits that we've been in and to get rid of them. As in boot camp, you get rid of your childhood ways. You start becoming a man. You start putting on responsibility. You know, we need to start to learn to take care of our own weight. You know, many times we need to do what God would have us do. But some of the times we're so involved in things that these things do not register in our minds. See, the Bible says that He will keep us in perfect peace, His mind is stayed on thee because we trust in Him. He will keep us in perfect peace, His mind is stayed on thee because we trust in Him. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by mercy of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, all acceptable to God. It's your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. That's starting to be a good soldier then. You're starting to adapt to where God would have us adapt. See, He takes us out as carnal. We had come to the Lord, we're just a carnal child. Never been any place before. But God starts making us over. Little by little, He's changing us. It comes in so gradual that many times we don't see it until it's already taken place. That's wonderful how God will let us know that, and He'll let us grow into it like a caterpillar, changes its colors and becomes a butterfly. And the butterflies are so beautiful. I just love to see butterflies. They just look so wonderful. They just fly up there and they just, oh, they're so pretty. I think they're the prettiest product. God has a lot of wonderful, pretty creatures. But butterflies are so beautiful. I've never up the country ways, there's butterflies just in the springtime of the year, just thousands of them. But you know, before this happens, there's a lot of little crawly caterpillars. The woods are just full of them. And that's what we are many times. We're just sort of ugly little old. We lose our tempers. We get upset so much. But just give, you need to give God time. If you'll stay in Him, He can encourage you to become a blessing. You can become an overcomer. See, an overcomer, all it means is you're overcoming. That's all God expects us to do anyway. He wants us to learn to be an overcomer. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. It says that overcomers shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, without faith, it's impossible to please Him, for He is rewarded to those that diligently seek Him. So our part of our spiritual armory is faith. When we have enough faith, we can compel great and mighty miracles to happen with God's help. Miracles is because you take your mind, stayed in the Lord, and you believe if you say it in His name, that by saying it, He's going to bring it forth. That's the way it takes place. And it's such a blessing. You see that you're a nobody, and you see God do a miracle. Oh my goodness, Lord, you mean that to me? Yeah, it's you, kid. You know that those caterpillar little tangles on you, get them off, get them wings out here and get them flying, because it'll take you over the high places. You'll start soaring. You'll start coming with eagle's wings. And you'll not even be a caterpillar no longer. You'll start and be a butterfly, but then you're going to be an eagle and we mount wings of eagles. I really believe we grow like that. We're just starting out as a crawly caterpillar. Then we become a butterfly. But pretty soon, we get up to this nest, we become an eagle. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. There's nothing. No evil shall follow thee, nor plague come nigh unto thy dwelling. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of his wicked. And he shall give his angels charge over us. You know, I've seen God do miracles. I've done it wonderful. But it's believing. See, I can believe God for about anything. I think I can. About anything, yes. Myself, it's not so easy. But other people, it's really easy. And I can believe for other people, glory, God, don't you want to believe, touch them. Myself is sort of, yeah, I don't have to do anything, even do me that. I love you just the same. God wants us to have a supernatural love within us. As a soldier of God, we need to have an attitude of love that we prefer our brother, our sister above ourselves. That we want God's goodness for them also, not just on ourselves, but we prefer it above ourselves. So if God's blessing us, what do we want to do? We want to help give it to our brother. We want to give it to our sister. We want to encourage them that they might be a vessel of praise. They might be a vessel. Give their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. That things will happen supernaturally that you can't understand, but it happens. It happens. You know, that just one picture I see this morning. All these babies would have died, but they saved them. But you know what the Lord told me? This might seem hard, but God was telling me that what I see, it's right. You know, if these babies would have died, there's guaranteed a tomorrow forever. And now, some of them don't, the Lord's telling me this, say true. They haven't got a guarantee, but then they had a guarantee before someone intervened, moved upon them. Because I was asking, what about, but I should help? And he says, the poor will always be there. God takes care of the poor. And sometimes we try to help people, but the latter end is not the best for them. You follow what I'm saying? Because a lot of these babies are disformed, and they'll never have what they could have. So sometimes we don't know what God has in store for us about our tomorrows. And that's why we all have to walk in the Spirit. Because in our own logic, our logic is humanistic. And through our humanistic desires, we do things that stink to the Lord. They bring nauseation to Him. He don't like that. He likes the glory of God, the power of God. When we walk in a polluted way, many times after we get saved, we're actually half polluted. The more, and we grow spiritually. And the more that we get the Lord, the more heavenly minded you are. Maybe it's right. We grow in to God's favor. But all God gives us something all to reach for. The sky is the limit. And none of us can stop. We all have to keep reaching. Glory! You always reach out. Lord, I want the glory of God to be manifest in me this day, that the Spirit of God would be alive and real, that I would see great and mighty things happen, which I am, but thee is worthy of all praise and of all honor. And we can walk that way, every one. And the world is hearing me, what this, you're the candidate that God wants to use in your city where you are. You're the one that God wants to use this night. Stand in faith and God will move upon you in a mighty way. God will open the doors. It's just like those men that sat in the back part of that airplane. You know, they sat back there because the rest of the people really didn't want to be around them. That's right. I don't like to be around smoke either. But God had truth in it. Even though they was nauseated, God saved them. And we get so up to date, so wonderful, that we lose out with God. Because our heart's what God looks at all the time. Is it for self gain? Is it for self acknowledgement, or is it for the Lord? Always have to really, all of the latter answer has to be, is it for the Lord's benefit? Because that's what we're really all endeavoring to do, is to walk worthy of the Lord and to fall pleasing. We might be fruitful in every good work, and increasing the knowledge of God, strengthen all might, according to His glorious power and long suffering, with joyfulness, with long suffering. Love so long, kind, love bondeth not itself, is not puffed up, doth behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not our own, rejoiceth not in iniquity, rejoice in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Love never fails. Love is our, is what all us Christians should strive for. That we'd be so full of love that nothing bothers us. People can't rile us up. They can't make me mad. The love of God is there too much. The love bounces off all of the devilish things that come in our lives. And these devilish things come in our life to bring us into a place of cluttering up our life. You know clutter, how sometimes my house gets cluttered? I gotta go in there and start picking up the mess. When we start cluttering up, we need to get God to clean our house that we might have a rest in Him. And when we rest in the Lord, then we get rid of our clutter because God has made Himself real to us that we're not having habits or things distasteful in our lives. And we're a vest of praise that are our armor, putting on the whole armor of light. The last part of that sentence is we might put on the whole armor of light. God's armor is glorious, that our life would so shine. Be a vessel of praise. Oh, glory to God, to be happy. Happy is the man as God is the Lord. You know, you can be happy in the Lord. You know, when I had my stroke, I was so happy. My brother, and a couple of my sister, and a couple other thought I'd been drinking. They really did. They didn't know about, boy, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's power. It fills in a void that nothing else can take care of. It gives you that satisfaction. You know, when you're satisfied, you don't care. You don't care what, you're satisfied. And God really wants to satisfy all of us. He wants us to be satisfied, that our desires, our meditations be so full of Him, that we're satisfied. We know that we're for a special place. He wants to use us for a special thing. And we should be satisfied in that for Him. That our days can be every day satisfied in Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, that's glorious. Jennifer, that's great. That's glory. Hallelujah. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You know, that's the most thing that I really, when I, quite a few years ago, was when I could feel the peace of God that was so wonderful. I used to go into jail services, and the inmates would be so terrible. I think they must have had all the wrong things in them because they come out very rapidly in those services. Which is most every night, within 45 minutes and hours, those guys change. A lot of services at home. 45 minutes, guys would change, give their heart to Jesus. So there's a distance that we live in a world that's changeable if we'll stay unchangeable. See, everything around you, it's changeable for what you have in your mind. You got to realize that what you're facing isn't what you want, but God can change it to what it's going to be. See, that's what you do as a Spirit-filled Christian. You're going to change the context of the hearts of people by praying for them. And they don't know what's happening, but they're getting touched. God in heaven is doing a work with them. And we can see the results taking place when people come and say, God's touched me. It's wonderful when you see a child of God or even a baby of the Lord get touched by God. It's one of the most wonderful treats there is. It isn't ice cream treats, or it's having a spirit treat. For His Spirit is, there is liberty. I'm going to close off tonight that God will bless each one of you. That God can be real in your heart. You can have a real walk, a real talk, a real victory, and you can walk not feeling, don't have to feel unhappy no more. You can walk in joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, patience, all the good things of the Lord. You can walk in His counsel, in His direction. And you don't have to be afraid. God has not given the spirit of fear, but power, not of the sound mind. Greater is He that's within you, He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, you don't have to be afraid. God has given us His credentials to be with us. We're His representatives. See, I was a representative of a Caterpillar dealership one time. And I could just do a lot of things because of where I was at. I could go into a new machine and pull out certain seals and look at it and put it back together and put a seal in it. It's okay. But if I didn't have the right credentials, I couldn't do that. You got the right credentials, God will give you openings that you can never find only with the Lord. You can go out here and go to all kinds of colleges, all kinds of seminaries and places, but it won't get you in like God will get you in. His ways are without, there's no end to them. Psalm 16:11, he says, in His presence fullness of joy, in His right hand pleasures evermore. If you want to have these, you can have them. God has, His highway to Him will give you these things. In His fullness, His power, the anointing is so real. And it helps you at a time when people really don't know. They need someone just like you out there because you're the answer. You need to get that in your heart. You're the reason for the hour. You're the one that God has set forth to have His anointing upon you. That you might share the things of the Lord with reality, with God's favor upon your life in a very powerful way. Father, I just pray for this people this day. I pray for all of America this night, for those this day that I hope they put this to heart this night. They need to, it's like that DC-11 fell apart. All the tail section was only those survivors and how they were supernaturally saved by that awful fire and all these things. That's what you are. You're a supernatural God. But many times we intrude on your things, we're out of place. Like you tell me about these laid babies sometimes. There's a reason sometimes where these things happen. And God is the reason. So we all need to learn to walk in your spirit. According to your word, that we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We would walk before you as a wise child, as a blessing. Father, I just pray that you bless your people this night in a very powerful, in a very direct way, in a wonderful way. I pray that you illuminate your blessing upon them. I pray that you provide for them, keep them. I pray that you give them joy and unspeakable, full of glory. I pray that you give them spiritual understanding. I pray that you'd walk mightily upon your people this day. I pray for a mighty blessing. Touch your people all over the world today. I pray for America. I pray for all the land to enlighten your people in a very powerful way and help your people to keep their eyes upon you, looking for your coming, for your coming is very soon. And Father, we just praise you. We give you glory and honor. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen.